you, I'm not going to take long because it's already 10 after 8. So we're going to be very, very quick. Or we may start something tonight and finish next week. Did you know that one of the greatest disservice that you can do to yourself is to keep a hidden or unconfessed sin in your life? Did you know that? Tonight's meditation is called The Pathway to Forgiveness. And I want to start by asking you to join me in reading Psalms 32, verse 3 on the Message Bible. The roadway to forgiveness. One of the greatest disservice that somebody can do to themselves. Give me the New Living Translation, brother. One of the greatest disservices that one can do to themselves is to have an unconfessed sin. Is to have something that you know you have to spit out and you don't. And few people realize that when things like this happen, you are on your way to a bed, sick bed. Read it with me. When I refuse to confess my sin, what happened?
My body was awake, and I groaned
all day long. Ouch. And the reason that many people will not confess their sins is that they are concerned or afraid of the repercussion that it will have. But you know, I'd rather have 100 people mad at me and even whip me up outside than let my body waste away on a sick bed with cancer. Say amen.
Amen.
John tells us that there are sins that does not lead to death, but there are sins that lead to death, and those kind of sins I'm not supposed to pray for. I have not yet seen somebody to take the time to put together a list of sins that lead to death, if goes unrepented and unconfessed. Is there such a list? Yes, there is. If you go through the Beatitudes and the Gospels, there are things that are there that will lead you to death. Some of them to eternal death. And for that, there's no prayer that can heal. What are you talking about? When somebody attributes to the devil a work that has been done by the Holy Spirit, you are on your way to hell. Jesus says, the sin cannot be forgiven, not in this generation, nor in the world to come. Is there such a thing in the Bible? Yes. Jesus cast out a demon from somebody, and the lousy Pharisees says, oh, he did that by the power of Beelzebub, the king, the prince of demons. Jesus said, Satan cannot be divided against himself, otherwise his house can't stand. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come upon you. And then he goes on to say, there are sins that shall be forgiven, or every sin that shall be forgiven unto men. But a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven, neither on this generation nor on the generation to come. So what you're saying, if somebody will willingly, willfully attribute to Satan a work done by the finger of God, by the Holy Spirit, I feel sorry for that person. I can pray for that person as much as I want. That person will certainly die. If they repent, there is always forgiveness in God. This is why we are bringing today the power of forgiveness, or the two ways for forgiveness. If they repent for sin, I hope they will be forgiven. Jesus said it can be forgiven. When you attribute to Satan a work done by God, you're done. You can repent, but the Bible said that sin will not be forgiven. So how that going to work? Jesus will have to do something. But Jesus himself says, this sin will never be forgiven unto man. Now, it says in here, when I refused to confess my sin. What do you mean? There are times that people will be sinning bluntly. And they will not confess because they don't want to damage the status quo image. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like I have this elder from a church down the street that all of you know that got the choir lead impregnated. And she's already in her fourth month and he comes in and he wants me to marry him. And then I'm thinking, let me get this straight. You are an elder. Yes. She is a choir leader. Yes. And she's pregnant. Yes. On the fourth month. Yes. Now you guys want to marry? Yes. And you want me to do the marriage? Said, yes. Huh. Did the pastor in your church die? No. So why are you going to deprive the man that is watching over your soul from having the joy of marrying you? Oh, no, you know, he, you know. So, no, I don't know. I am not going to do that. Or is it because you don't want to come clean? Elder so-and-so has committed the fornication that resulted in pregnancy. And he's supposed to go under discipline for a whole year without missing one service. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away. So it is a serious thing that people should take serious. Here he goes with the condemnation message. I'm not condemning anybody unless you're living in sin. And if you are, I am not the one condemning. It's the word of God. Unconfessed sin will bring pain, or he calls groan all day long. So the question is, so preacher, let me admit that you're right. I'm not, the word is. What should I do? I want you to remember today that on the book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse 2, same, we're going to be using the New Living Translation today. Psalms 85, 2, there is a powerful promise to anybody that may be going through such a difficult time. Are you with me here? Let's read it. You forgave the guilty of your people. Yes, you cover all their sins. God is willing to forgive the sins not only of the folks outside, the unbelievers, but he's willing to forgive the guilty of his people. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's no reason for none of us to remain with any hidden sin. Because God is not only willing to forgive, but he's willing to cover. What do I mean? It means that he's going to blot out. He's going to wipe away. He's going to clean the slot. Clean, 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 clean. So what I got to do? Confess it. Remember the first scripture? While I refuse to confess my sin, my body wasted away. So God is calling his people to confess. Because when we do, he will forgive the guilty, not of the unbeliever, the guilty of his people. And God is willing to cover all their sins. Will he really do that? Let me show you Psalms 103, verse 12. Do I have somebody listening to me now? The Psalm 103:12. He has removed our sin as far from as the east from the west. Isn't that great? No matter how ugly the sin may be, no matter what you may have done, there isn't a sin that can't be forgiven by God. Except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And if you are smart enough, you want to stay away from that. God is willing to remove our sins away. No matter what it is that we may have done, whatever, He is willing to remove it as far as from east is from the west. Did you know that you cannot bring east and west together? Did you know that? You cannot bring them together. So if your sins are here, God will move it all the way on the other side. So you can be clean in the presence of God right here. All the sins are out there somewhere. Let me show you something else. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Isaiah 43, 25. Would you care to read it with me? I alone will
blot out your sins from my memory, and will never think of them again.
Say it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Says the Lord. And I alone will blot out your sins for my own sake. Goes on to say, and never think of them again. So if the fear of whatever people may say, reprisal, and the fear of backfiring on you, it doesn't matter what the sin is. When we confess that sin to God, God not only blot it out of the record, He will never remember that sin ever, ever, ever again. Say amen.
Amen.
Why is this so important? Because if you realize that you are forgiven, then you will have a reason to live. In Hebrews 8:12, we find similar scripture. Watch this. And I will forgive their wickedness. Maybe you should reach out to somebody and say, God will never remember your confessed sins. And you know, I like the way that the Message Bible put it. It's a little crazy, but I want to show it to you. Watch this. They'll get to know me by being kindly forgiven with the slate of their sins forever wiped clean. God is not interested on you to carry a bag, a load, a junk load on your back. Sinning can happen in the life of God's people. Continuing on sin will lead to sickness and disease into the body, waste away on pain and aches all day long. But when we take this step and the courage to come forward before God, come out clean. Lord, I messed up. Please, forgiveness. God will be willing to wipe out clean the record. You believe in that? God can do it. God will do it. When you and I are willing to recognize, in other words, the road to forgiveness has a two-way. God will do his part, but I've got to do my part too. So what is it that I'm supposed to do? Isaiah 55, 7 tells you what to do. I like the way that the New Living Translation put it, but we're going to check the other one too. What's my part? Isaiah 55, 7. NLT is good. Let's read it. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. You know, there is abundance of forgiveness in God when we come. Now, the backslider translation is a little crazy, but I want you to see it anyway. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way, and the evil way they, and their way of thinking. Let them come back to God, who is merciful. Come back to our God, who is lavish with forgiveness. What it's saying? Come back. We may have sinned. And if we did sin, do not keep the sin within. Come forth clean. God is willing to lavish forgiveness upon you. Come back clean. Come back and speak out so that the devil will have no legal rights upon your life. Did you know that when this lot's not clean, that will hinder your prayers? Did you know that? Let's take a quick look on Mark 11:25. When there is something on the record that has not been confessed, that will hinder our prayers. Is that right? Yes, it is. Prove it. I will. Let's read it. But when you are praying, first, so that, isn't that something? Well, preacher, but you don't understand. I've been hurt so much. Did you remember Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16? Anyone who hurt you will be hurt. So if there is that sin, you don't understand. I'm the victim here. Yeah, but if the victim will not spit out the anger, the resentment, and all the garbage in between, we are holding all that garbage within, and that can cause our body to waste away. And when we are praying, he said, you better get rid of that nonsense. Otherwise, God will not forgive you. Listen to the backslider translation here. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. Wow. If you have anything against someone, what you do?
Forgive.
Why? Isn't that something? That's the two way to forgiveness. I got to let it go. So God can let it go from, you know, all my mess, or all the mess that I may have done. Let's go to Colossians 3:13. Colossians 3:13. I decided to challenge the odds. And I'll tell you at the end. I want you to read it with me, and we're going to read it very softly, because I want you to get this. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Did you get the point? Make allowance for each other's fault. What do you mean? Slow down. Relax. Somebody offended you, forgive. Forgive. This is what God is calling for. Remember, the Lord forgave you. So we must forgive one another. Listen to the backslider translation. Watch this. Be even-tempered. Content with I. Ouch. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as. Say amen.
Amen.
The road to forgiveness has two ways. And God is asking us, take the second place. Now make allowance for some faults. Be ready to forgive people quickly as God has forgiven you. Did you know that unforgiveness will eventually lead to spiritual death? Let's remain in Colossians. Let's go to Colossians 2:13. Let's read it. You were dead because and on the moment that God forgave your sins, you become alive in Christ Jesus. Which means that while your sins were not forgiven, you were dead. Are we together here? I hope I'm causing you to crave forgiveness. I hope that I'm arising on you the desire to forgive people. And to be forgiven, because there is life, there is joy, there is peace, there is growth in forgiveness. And God gives us an example. Listen to Jeremiah 33, verse 8. How many of you have ever read the book of Jeremiah? Few people. Read it. You will be surprised how much good stuff you got in Jeremiah. Listen to Jeremiah 33:8. Watch this. I will cleanse them of their sins against me and God is willing to go a step further than we are, and He's willing to cleanse, not only forgive, wipe out, clean up the sins we have committed against Him. And then He's willing to forgive our rebellion against Him. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
The backslider translation has it very interestingly. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to be scrubbed? Are you ready to be scrubbed? Let's read it. I will scrub them clean. I'll forgive everything they've done wrong. I want you to read it with me again. I'll scrub them clean from the dirt they've done against me. I'll forgive everything they've done wrong. Forgive all their rebellions. God is willing to put an end on the suffering, on the pain. God is willing to fix all the mess. God is willing to scrub you up and get you completely purified. So how does that happen, preacher? Well, there's a few ways we can go. Number one, we can go to 1 John 1:9 and start in there. We can start in there. First John 1:9. We're going to ask the brother who has or sister has the anointed cell phone to put it on vibe, please. But if we confess our sins to who?
To
He is
faithful and just
to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. God is willing to forgive you if you make the first step towards restoration. Say amen.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I heard that all my life. Okay, I'll give you another one then. Let's go to Isaiah 1:18. Let's go to Isaiah 1:18. You heard that all your life? Good enough. Now let's put it into practice. Isaiah 1:18. Let's read it. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, though they are red like crimson, step number one, I confess it to God. And if I don't feel quite comfortable about my confession, God says, okay, let's settle this. Spit it out. No matter how bad the sin may have been, no matter how dark the sin may have been, I'll take care of it. Now, the backslider translation is absolutely my favorite on this scripture. Watch this. Come, sit down. Let's argue this out. This is God's message. If your sins are blood red, there will be snow white. If they're red like crimson, so I gotta confess. I gotta come to God and confess my sins. And then I gotta settle once and for all in my head that God's forgiveness is powerful enough to make the reddest sin white as snow.
Amen.
I don't have to carry that weight, that garbage on my back, because God is willing to forget about it. So it's my time now to forget about this too, because God doesn't care about it any longer. That all you got, preacher? No, I got one more for you. Let's go to Psalms 32. Verse 1, and maybe verse 2. Where are you going? You're not supposed to be here. Let's read it. Oh, what a joy. What a joy for disobedient people when their sins are forgiven. Huh? Whose sin is put out of sight. Now here comes my favorite. Give me the backslider translation here, brother. Count yourself lucky. I don't believe in lucky. I would say happy. How happy you must be. You get a fresh start. Your slate wiped clean. God wants you to understand. That He wants you to be happy and forgiven. The record can and will be expunged when you let God forgive you. Now, verse 2 is also interesting. Watch this. Yes. What a joy for those who record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. God wants you to experience the joy of forgiveness. God wants you to experience the joy and the freedom of living a guilt-free life on a guilt-free environment. You know, one of the big problems with people that need to be forgiven is they don't realize that at any moment the air valve can be turned off. And once that is gone, you're going to go under 6 feet. Is it 6 or 7 around here?
Six.
Down south is 7. So you're going to go under 6 feet. Why then live a life of sin or live a life in turmoil, wasting away in our bodies, knowing that we've got to confess some stuff? I used to tell my children when they were growing up, if you're lying to me, guess what? You better come out clean. Because if you don't, on the day of judgment, the whole world will know. The Bible says He's going to bring to light everything that we have done in our flesh, whether it is good or bad. I thought you said that we're forgiven. When you confess your sins and you abandon, the slate is wiped clean. So on that day, there's going to be nothing to say because it's been wiped away. Yes. You're not getting it. Yes. On that day, it's going to be wiped away. Yes. You mean that when I was pinned on the back of the store, on that man's car, did you ask for forgiveness? Yes. You really repented? Yes. Did you do that again? No. It's brushed off. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. You get the point? We don't have to carry that burden, that heavy load. Because when we have unconfessed sin and we refuse to take care of business, our body will waste away. Pain and ache will be there all the time. And this is not what God intended for you. What a joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose life are lived in complete honesty. Now, the backslide doesn't give a good translation, but I'll still show you anyway. Count yourself blessed. Blessed. That's a bad translation. We don't believe in lucky. God holds nothing against you, and you are holding nothing back from Him. God wants you to be forgiven. God wants you to live a happy life. God wants you to enjoy the best that He has for you on planet Earth. And forgiveness has two ways. I want you to remember 1 John 2, verse 1. I want you to think about this. First John 2, 1. Listen to this. I want you to ponder about this. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, guess what? So, it's the best is the desirable that we do not mess around. But folks, if it comes to that point that we mess around, run to your lawyer, Dr. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Amen. The righteous one, that will plead with the Father on your behalf. I always go to Jesus because he knows me better than anybody else, and he knows how to talk to the Father. As long as I'm showing sincerity, and I'm abandoning that way of sin, and I'm not doing it anymore, I know he was the Lord, you know, this is Paul, you know how Paul is. He turned around, so give him a break. All right, the blood of Jesus wiped out that mess. This slot is clean again. So we remain in good stand before God. You know, a forgiven life carries so many benefits. And wrapping up tonight, Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 5, and I could even go verse 6 and 7, gives you some of the great benefits of being forgiven. Listen to this. God decided in advance, number one, to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? A forgiven person is automatically adopted into the family of God. And it's God who brings us. He goes on, this is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure in doing this. Now listen to verse 6. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Here comes the knockout punch. 7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. When we confess our sins, accept the forgiveness that God offers, you will have the adoption going into full force. You have your freedom right available to you immediately because it has been purchased by God, not by you, not by me. You have all the goodies that God has for forgiving people. So, preacher, what's the bottom line of all this you're talking tonight? Again, Psalms 32, verse 3 says, while I refused to confess my sins, my body wasted away, and I groaned in pain all day long. Still not catching. God does not want you to walk around with a heavy load of sin because you are forgiven. Anytime you make up your mind and you come to God, God will forgive you, God will cleanse you, God will wipe the slate clean, God will purify you, and you get a lawyer 24/7 standing before God. Don't lose your health. Don't let your body waste away. Don't groan in pain all day because God got your back. God is willing to forgive, wipe out the slate clean, to forget, to put your sins far away from you because he wants to live in intimacy with you. You can't have intimacy with God if you are living in sin, including unforgiveness. Amen?
Amen?
Bow your heads with me. Would you pray with me, Father God?
For the sins that I remember
and those that I don't,
I repent.
And I ask you right now
to wipe out
all guilty
and everything else
hindering me to live in the freedom
that Jesus has purchased for me.
I confess it.
And I promised
I'm leaving it behind me.
I want to enjoy
the freedom of forgiveness. I don't want to waste away. In the name of Jesus, forgive me and purify me. In the name of Jesus. Amen.